各位亲爱的观众朋友们，大家好，我是朱哥。前几期节目啊，有人要跟我打官司，给我吓得赶紧去找几部跟法律有关的电影来看看啊，来补充一下自己法律方面的认知与经验。今天跟大家分享的这一部电影呢，是我大概在2015年到16年期间看的一部相对比较小众的电影，但质量过硬，情节曲折，演员的演技也是非常的出色。那么就是这一部在1992年上映的，由乔佩西和玛丽莎托梅联袂主演的我的表兄维尼，当然也有翻译成我的堂兄文尼的啊。在节目开始之前提醒到，欢迎大家为我一键三连，如果喜欢的话可以帮忙转发、关注、评论。在节目一开始的时候，感谢到以下的观众为我充电，感谢至尊小超人，感谢 Misoloco， 感谢星翼加奈，谢谢你们为我充电，在一键三连的基础之上，你们又给了我更高的支持力度，这是我的荣幸。接下来的时间进入正片，本片的导演呢叫乔奈森林恩，他的作品呢相信我们并不是非常的熟悉啊，因为很多他执导的片子我们没有引进，是一位非常多才多艺的英国导演啊。我们知道英国电影它的叙事啊很平和很柔和，但是却在平铺直叙的故事线当中给你埋下非常多的伏笔啊，还有那种英式的幽默啊，以及非常耐人寻味的一些台词和桥段。那么这部电影呢也是非常典型的啊这样的一个叙事规格。这部导演同样还有另外一部片子我非常的喜欢，叫妙探寻凶，是改编自桌游的一部电影，有机会的话跟大家分享一下。电影开场啊，也是两位年轻人利用假期时间来次自驾游，去往偏僻的小镇，通过街边贩卖各种各样的粪便生意来看啊，他们想去的地方乡土气息还是非常浓的。假期当中的自驾游一切都那么美好啊，路上没有拥挤的车辆，落日夕阳，乡间小路感觉非常的惬意。在经过一个加油站连带便利店的地方，两个人停下来加加油，买一些补给，开走了之后才发现哟，兜里还有一盒罐头没付钱。俩人还在这讨论呢，哎呀我这个东西没付钱会不会被逮啊，会不会判刑啊。就在这个时候，一辆警车跟上了他俩，并且把他俩截停，掏出枪来让两个人赶紧投降。这个时候就给观众造成一个疑问啊，不就拿了罐罐头吗，至于吗？但实际上事实并不是这样啊，就在他们走后不久，超市发生了一起枪杀案，超市的老板被人抢劫枪杀。就目击者所说，抢劫犯开的车跟这两个年轻人开的是一模一样。这个时候就体现了这种官僚主义啊，审问的极不严谨性。首先你很好查嘛，你这两个年轻人有没有武器啊，你人家是持枪抢劫，车上有没有携带武器，还有就是咱把话问清楚对吧，啊，就这个官腔一定要打啊，当然不是特制 American 啊，很多国家的执法者都有这个臭毛病，说话含含糊糊，就靠官腔吃遍天下。你看这个警员一进屋就问他，知道你俩干啥了吗？你知道啊，我们就干坏事了呗。这俩年轻人也是呆，说话也不说说清楚，双方都打哑谜啊，双方都没有把这个事儿挑明了说，所以导致这个事情误会越来越深。听说你是打算认罪是吧？对，我愿意跟你们合作，我愿意认罪。哎呦切，这个事儿你俩预谋的？预谋的，没有啊，事情就你看这就这样发生了。你那小伙伴有没有阻止你？没有。这么严重吗？我操，老严重了，从犯。你他妈逗我的吧，我又没帮他干啥。但是你没阻止他呀。我都不知道我阻止他啥呀。那你咋不下车报警呢？哥俩好吗？那咋整？哎呀，这回你俩歇菜了。通过对白啊，这两个年轻人也不是完全没有提及那个罐头，但是已经来不及了，警方已经断定他们两个就是凶手了。你是不是说过有个罐头？对，有个罐头忘给钱了，然后我们就走了，所以就因为这个是不是？嗯，他啥也没说呀，但他知道。我不知道你什么时候开枪打的他。哎，你什么时候开枪打的店员？我打电源。对，你什么时候开的枪？我开枪打电源。哇哦，咋的了？你啥也不知道是吧？我知道啊，他吓唬我。你不相信是吧？偷个东西还能枪毙我呀？你觉得他们逮咱们是因为咱们偷东西？不，你因为偷东西，我是因为替你把风。不，哥们儿，我被控谋杀，你是谋杀从犯。哎妈，我在瓦苏呢。妈，我们那个被逮起来了。你等会儿，你等会儿，妈，你等会儿再骂。我啥也没干。杀人， 我认为这帮警察是想陷害我们，你知道这里那个腐败啊什么的，这里的人都是近亲乱伦的结果，所以我们现在得请个律师。请律师多少钱？请个好点的，5万、10万，5万到10万吧。我知道嘛，我，哎，是不是啥律师都行？行吧。哎，就这么一出，咱们的主角文尼登场。文尼是由乔佩西主演的，乔佩西这个演员我们熟悉的人不多，但是他演过一部戏，我想很多朋友都应该看过，那就是这个《小鬼当家》里面扮演那个矮个子劫匪，哎，就是乔佩西，也是一位非常出色的演员。他是意大利籍的男演员，口音非常的独特，再加上他独特的嗓音，所以他的台词还是会给人留下非常深刻的印象。他的女伴啊，玛丽莎·托梅，我们最新一版的蜘蛛侠里面的梅姨，年轻的时候是个大美人啊，是一位非常有灵气的女演员。她的演艺生涯获奖比提名多，并且凭借着这一部《我的表兄维尼》，她也获得了第65届好像是奥斯卡金像奖的最佳女配角。两个人从纽约过来啊，到哪儿都是一副显眼包的劲儿，看啥都新鲜，自诩是大城市来的，无论到哪儿呢都别具一格。这两个人的登场啊，也是尽显纽约客的一个日常状态。
What's the problem?
Nothing. Car was shimmying on the highway a little bit.
And you got mud in your tires.
I got mud in my tires?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. How do you get mud into the tires?
Oh, no. You see, that's just a figure of speech. See, the mud gets around the inside of the wheel. Throws the balance off.
You ever hear that? Mud in the tires?
No.
She never heard it. She knows everything about cars.
台词里面也稍微交代了啊，这个女主貌似对汽车领域是非常的了解，当然也能看出这个小镇啊，在那个年代啊，对于一个女生懂车这个事儿还是非常不屑的。维尼到了小镇上，先去监狱里面看看这俩小伙吧，狱警带他进来了，哎，维尼非常的下意识的就掏出一张钞票塞给了狱警，狱警接过钞票一脸懵逼，啊，你怎么回事，为什么要给我钱？可见实际上这个小镇刚才年轻人所说的这个贪污腐败的风气啊，并不是很盛行啊。你想，狱警经常跟这些歪门邪道的人打交道的这个职业，他都对行贿这个事儿，非常的陌生。所以也可见啊，这个城市各方面还是相对淳朴的。当然也证实了一件事情啊，就是这种拥有坏习惯的啊、坏的歪风邪气的人，无论走到哪儿，这个歪风邪气就会被带到哪儿。从今天开始，这个狱警的心里就种下了一颗，哦，原来我带别人来看犯人，我还能拿到一些额外的报酬这件事情，那他以后会不会进而的发展成主动索要呢？他主动索要了之后，这件事情会不会在他同事之间传开呢？那会不会有其他同事来相近的模仿呢？谁会跟钱过不去呢？那么这个腐败的风气就此传开了。现在大家为什么知道腐败之风为什么是防不胜防啊？很多国家治理腐败治理了上千年都没有治理好。不多说啊，继续看电影。文尼来了，并且表态，我不用你们掏钱，我免费来帮你们。两个年轻人非常开心的问啊，你以前有没有接手过谋杀案？没有。那有没有其他什么案件，重伤害呀、持械抢劫呀？没有。这偷车啊、毒品啊之类的，有总有吧？没有。那你是哪一个领域的律师？哎，我专办个人伤害，我还不是个律师，这是我第一次出庭。你没出过庭？那你当律师多长时间了？6个礼拜。你不是毕业6年了吗？你学法律啊，你都干啥了？考律师执照啊。你考6年？那是挺长时间。其实第一次我主要是没过啊，没事，考试嘛，这玩意儿。第二次过没？你没过。第三次呢？没过。我考了6次，我操，真溜啊！外面来的律师嘛，得先跟当地的法官见一面。这个文尼呀、啊，哎呀，也是吊儿郎当的，到这个法官办公室，鞋也往桌子上一放。法官对他的第一印象就不是很好。法官简单的对文尼的现状进行了一些询问。这一细聊啊，这个维尼这个大忽悠啊，把这个法官忽悠的一愣一愣。法官有点羡慕，因为什么呢？这个小镇呢，刚才也说了，民风相对比较淳朴，没什么大案要案，所以这个法官一直也没处理过什么特大案件，但即便如此，他对法律的严谨的态度也是在开篇的时候就把自己的人设明明白白的交代给了温妮和观众朋友。我们知道美国的每个州的地方法律啊是有些许的不一样的，所以到了这个阿拉巴马州，法官先把当地的法律诉讼程序先给了温妮，来吧，你先把这个看了啊，你打官司的时候流程不能错啊，你错了我收拾你。温妮熬了个大夜把书看了，结果第二天早上5点钟，木材厂的汽笛就开始 觉，给文迪给整醒。文迪到了早餐店问你这个，我想问一下你刚才叫唤的那什么玩意儿。厨师说这是这个小镇的闹铃，几英里之外都能听见，提醒着镇民该起床做事了。日出而作，日落而息，这么淳朴的小镇真的是哎，让我叹为观止啊！起都起了，吃点东西吧。一看这个菜单，火，简单啊，早餐、中餐、晚餐，行吧，那来个早餐吧。那我还能赖啥呢？厨师呱唧一大勺猪油，我靠，两个人份早餐这么一大勺猪油，我真是看都不敢看。好家伙，这早餐给我一种莫名家的感觉，一点米饭吗？那个是还是某种泥呀、啊？两个烧焦的培根，两个煎蛋，白汤，好家伙，什么味儿？这得俩人看餐盘，谁也不敢。但也很尴尬呀，这个整个饭店管就他俩，唠唠嗑吧，问问吧，你知道，别僵在这儿。
Sure, I heard of grits. I just actually never seen a grit before. Yeah, honey, can try it.
You first.
What is a grit, anyways?
It's made out of corn. Them hominy grits.
Hominy. How you cook it?
Well, you simmer it in water for 15 to 20 minutes. Put it on the plate and add butter.
So, you gonna eat it or not?
到了法庭，维尼什么流程都不知道。控方律师来了一看，也觉得挺逗，哎，这哥们儿怎么这么不修边幅，因为是当地的律师嘛，他肯定是很了解这个法官的，所以暗自发笑啊，你等一会儿的吧，你等一会儿就热闹了。果不其然啊，法官来了之后对他的庭上行为表示了不满，紧接着又说你这穿的是什么玩意儿啊，你上庭我都没见过哪个律师穿成你这个样子，你好歹整一套西服吧，你怎么穿成这个鬼样子，你再穿成这样来法庭，我判你。
My clients are caught completely by surprise. They thought they were getting arrested for shoplifting a can of tuna.
What are you telling me? But they plead not guilty?
这个时候就审案程序来讲，我们简单的把它想象成一场辩论大赛，就你首先你要奠定你的立场，现在控方说你有罪，你的立场是什么？无罪啊，对吧？但维尼这哥们上来就跳过了这个环节，他就解释，哎，我这两个当事人当时什么情况什么情况什么情况，法官这个时候就表示我听不懂你说啥，这个实际上并不是真的听不懂，而是我不知道你在干嘛，我们现在在开庭，你要按程序走，对吧？你现在就你觉得他们是有罪的还是无罪的，你先把这个事儿说出来，因为那边要记录的，你现在说这一趟话我没有办法写卷宗。按道理啊，在警局的时候，如果维尼能赶到，把这个事儿就像这样的方式说出来，也许就不至于打官司。但是现在控方已经提出了指控，既然已经上法庭了，你就得按照程序来。法官一开始还挺耐心的，手把手教他，但是维尼他就是拗不过来这个弯，他就一直在纠结这个事儿，彻底给法官整得没耐心了。
Next words out of your mouth are either going to be guilty or not guilty.I don't want any commentary, argument, or opinion. If I hear anything other than guilty or not guilty, you'll be in contempt. I don't even want to hear you clear your throat. I hope I've been clear. Now, how do your clients plead?
I think I get the point.
No, I don't think you do. You're now in contempt of court.Would you like to go for two counts of contempt?
Not guilty.
Thank you.
好，你认为有罪，你认为没罪是吧？行，那咱们明天早上好好把这个事儿聊一聊。那今天晚上维尼，你刚才藐视法庭，你去蹲一宿吧，保释金200，给钱你能出来。官司还没咋地呢，律师来先蹲一宿。
All right, as the judge leaves.
Just to bail me out, you know that, right?
保出来的时候在门口他们遇到了很多有抗议死刑的，有呼吁死刑。针对于这个现象，任美一就说，你这天崩开局雪来没咋地呢，你先进去了，你要知道这件事情你要搞砸了，这两个年轻人要死的，你这是一件非常大的责任，你自己心里有个数啊。维尼现在其实也很焦虑，实际上他现在不知道他要干嘛，他有点懵，他也没进入状态。梅姨在旁边就说，那要不要我帮忙，维尼自己还不知道咋回事呢，但是要面嘛，对吧，咱纽约人嘛，对吧， 他就不好意思把这个事儿说出来，他就自己硬撤，哎，我不需要你帮忙。实际上维尼不知道你能帮我啥，因为他自己都不知道他自己要干啥。在开场的时候我们看到维尼的这个状态，实际上我们会对他这个人的能力产生怀疑，所以编剧跟导演在这个地方安排了一个小插曲。什么呢？他不是保时捷200块钱吗？他对对象梅姨也特逗，想着哎，我出去找个地方赌个博，我200块钱赢回来，我不就相当于没花钱吗？他就去跟别人赌球，赌球赢了之后对方赖账不给钱，就让维尼去帮他要啊。这个地方就展现了维尼在交涉能力方面还是很强的，他有他自己的节奏，他是一种以慢打快的一个状态。这个地方实际上也是在给主人公树立信心，也其实是在给我们观众树立信心啊，让我们知道哦，这哥们儿还是有能力的啊。我们接着看他们怎么发展。
His name's JT.
JT, I believe you and Lisa played a game of pool for $200, which she won. I'm here to collect.
How about if I just kick your ass?
Oh, a counter offer. That's what we lawyers, I'm a lawyer, we lawyers call that a counter offer. Let me see. This is a tough decision you give me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you. Nah, I think I'll just go with the 200.
Over my dead body.
You like to renegotiate as you go along, huh? Okay, then here's my counter offer. Do I have to kill you? What if I was just to kick the ever-loving shit out of you?
In your dreams.
Oh, no. In reality, if I was to kick the shit out of you, do I get the money?
If you kick the shit out of me,
yeah,
then you get the money.
What happened? Rear-ended?
No, I fell.
Oh. Okay, let's see if we agree on the terms. The choice now is I get my ass kicked, or option B, I kick your ass and collect the 200. I'm going with option B, kicking your ass and collecting $200.
We gonna fight now?
Yeah. First, let me see the money.
I have the money.
All right. Let me see it. Show it to me.
I can get it.
You can get it? All right. Get it. Then we'll fight.
电梦开局之后，正面人物需要正面的描写，除了在奠定剧中主人公的信心之外，还要给观众铺垫他们的能力。所以回了旅馆，维尼和梅姨俩人又针对水龙头的事儿展开了一场小规模的辩论。这个时候两个人的辩论就开始有些上道了，两个人也用的证据啊，也用的数据啊，都相对比较专业了。
Is that a drip I hear?
Yeah.
I want you to last one and use the bathroom.
So?
Well, did you use the faucet?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you turn it off?
I did turn it off.
Well, if you turned it off, why am I listening to it?
Did it ever occur to you it could be turned off and drip at the same time?
No, because if you turned it off, it wouldn't drip.
Maybe it's broken.
Is that what you're saying? It's broken?
Yeah, that's it. It's broken.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Maybe you didn't twist it hard enough.
I twisted it just right.
How could you be so sure?
If you will look in the manual, you will see that this particular model faucet requires a range of 10 to 16 foot-pounds of torque. I routinely twist maximum allowable torqueage.
Well, how could you be sure you used 16 foot-pounds of torque?
Because...I used a Craftsman Model 1019 Laboratory Edition Signature Series Torque Wrench. The kind used by Caltech high-energy physicists and NASA engineers.
Well, in that case, how could you be sure that's accurate?
Because a split second before the torque wrench was applied to the faucet handle, it had been calibrated by top members of the state and federal department of weights and measures to be dead-on balls accurate.Here's a certificate of validation.
Dead on, balls accurate.
It's an industry term.
I guess the fucking thing is broken.
所以从这段戏我们可以看出，但凡两个人都讲道理，即便大前提有某个人心情不好，有某个人很焦虑，哪怕有某个人就是鸡蛋挑骨头，这个架都吵不起来。所以啊，我说一句相对比较满的话啊，这句话我是觉得有点满的，因为它具有一定的绝对性。我觉得但凡吵架，起码有一方是不讲理的。当然这个理必须客观啊，你不能讲私理啊，我觉得咋样咋样咋样，那不行啊，同志，必须得站在一个公共的客观的事实层面上，两个人去掰扯这个事儿。如果双方都讲理，这个事儿其实吵不起来，最多最多就是辩论。同样啊，又一宿维尼又是没睡好。开庭了，那控方先找了一些证人，让证人说当时发生的一些事儿。首先是一位黑人老太太，她说她听见了有枪声，然后看到两个年轻人从店里跑出来，开着那辆车逃跑了。控方律师当天也让这个老太太指认了，你看到的是哪两个年轻人呢？老太太说啊，就是那俩坐在那儿。也让老太太看了车，那是不是这辆车呀？老太太说是。下一位证人啊，应该是个邻居啊，说他看到这两个年轻人走进了店里，然后开始做早饭，做完早饭之后听到了枪声，往窗外看，看到两个年轻人飞奔上车逃逸。同样啊，还是问了一下是不是这辆车，这个人还挺严谨的，戴上了眼镜看，看完了之后说嗯，是的，就是这辆车。然后又是一个邻居又问他，你是不是这辆车啊？是不是这两个人？同样答案都是是。然后又问了当时审讯他们的警察，当时那个年轻人不是重复了几遍吗，啊，我杀了店员，我杀了店员，实际上是反问句，你在说什么？但是不知道为什么到证词那儿就变成肯定句了啊，是我杀了店员。这你说这就算不是铁证如山吧，这也是非常的不利啊，对这俩人。证人呢，除了控方问，辩方也能问，但是文尼一直不吱声，法官就问你要不要问问，文尼说我不问了，我没事。那么审问证人的环节过去了，那证据还挺充分的，那么接下来就审判吧。审判时间又定在了本周一。这个本周一啊，这个时间一开始我听着是有点糊涂的，后来我反应过来了啊，美国人是把星期天当成第一天，那么也就是说这是星期天，本周一也就是明天。但是维尼今天又穿皮夹克来的，你这第一次我都已经那么明白的告诉你了，你下次来你穿套西服，你这次又穿皮夹克，那我还能放过你咯？媳妇儿帮忙保释了两天啊，对于进监狱的流程两个人是非常的熟悉了。开局非常的不利啊，文尼这个时候哎也放下架子了，也跟着对象说，说我现在其实特别害怕，特别担心，交交心吧，把自己的内心真实想法跟女朋友说了一下。
I'm really scared.
You should be.
How the fuck did I get into this shit? Oh, sure.No problem, I could win the case. I already got myself sent to jail twice. I could win this thing, though. I know I could. I mean, if I could keep my ass awake and out of jail long enough, I bet I could, huh?
You know what I think?
What?
Honestly? I think that once you're out there and you're doing your thing out there, I think you're gonna be really great. Really great.If you don't fuck up.
咱就是说这个人啊，摄取正能量是真的非常重要的一件事情。你就说你谈了这么一个对象，你这辈子不幸福很难呀，出事的人家管你，心情不好人家哄你，他想积极的参与到你现在所深陷的麻烦当中，并且施展自己的能力来帮助你，他不知道你摸不开吗？他不知道你这个所谓的这个面子问题吗？人家知道，人家不戳破你，体谅你。就是在当下呢，很多人会看不上这种行为，就说哎呦你女性你就要弱啊，你就要怎么样，不是的，咱们此时此刻不要把它想象成一男一女，就是一对朋友，我们共同出发去解决一个事情。我不戳破你这些什么所谓的好面子呀、放不下架子呀这种缺点，我默默的鼓励你，默默的支持你，并且希望提供帮助。请问这是一件很示弱的事情吗？并不吧，只是现在他们两个人走入到了一个文尼可以施展拳脚的领域。毕竟你跟法律沾边啊，你多少你刚考完证六个星期啊，你有这个资质。我作为你的辅助，我只能想着我该怎么去打点辅助，我有我自己的领域的，对吧？你现在只是这场戏不是我的领域嘛，就真的不要试图在所有的领域你都要当王者，都要逞强。有的时候别人是主角，你不想当辅助就算了，你想当辅助你就好好当。那么现在我们说回两性关系啊，你不能说是哦，我在所有的领域我都要称王称霸啊，我在你擅长的领域你也要听我的，你这日子怎么可能会过好呢？你别什么都没有，你什么都不会， 呀，我的天呀，什么玩意儿都不行，然后天天就在那叫啊，我不想当辅助，我凭什么，我凭什么。对呀，你真的问问你自己，凭什么呀，为什么呀，为什么你沦落到所有的领域你都要打辅助，并且你还打不好的地步，为什么呢？很多时候我们真的要审视一下自己啊，要问问自己，你能打主攻的领域你有没有放手去干，在对方需要你打辅助的时候你有没有好好把这个辅助打好。像梅姨在这个电影里面的这个人物就非常非常有魅力，非常非常可爱。我这时候有个细节啊，俩人睡觉的时候已经凌晨三点了啊，虽然他们已经搬家了，但是咱们看看这个淳朴的小镇第二天的清晨会发生什么样的事情。这个时候在狱中的两个年轻人受不了了，你这文尼来了啥也不干，我这要把我们给判死刑了，这咋整？这个时候就找了公社辩护处的一个公益律师啊，来给他们打官司。公益律师来了，谈吐很自如，言语很流畅，哎，觉得哎这还可以啊，这哥们好像貌似很靠谱啊，要不让他试试吧。本来两个年轻人想一起改的，后来文尼就跟表弟说，说你能不能再给我机会，你让我跟证人聊一聊，我问证人几个问题，你看看行不行，俩当事人呢，对吧，那可以请俩律师。所以表弟就是行吧，那你来吧啊，俩律师咱们一起上。刚刚做了两个铺垫啊，两个年轻人说了，维尼其实特别擅长于揭穿一些事情隐性的一面啊。不光两个年轻人说，两个年轻人说完马上这个小插曲又证明了一下。那小慧慧说，要么咱俩打一架啊，我输了你我就给你钱。维尼上一次说，那你现在身上有吗？你有咱俩就打，你没有是吧，等你有了再说。这次小慧拿一捆钱，那你看你看你看我有了。维尼瞅了一眼，我怎么知道你那一捆钱里是不是200块钱，你打开你数一下，小伙伴都没有啊，摔起来转身就走了。这个是一个很理想化的世界，因为咋说呢，这大家的无赖啊是很有底线的。你看他是个小伙伴，输了赖账不给钱，很赖了吧，但是这个时候你揭穿他吧，他不跟你嘴硬，他没狡辩，他没跟你鸡呗，哎呦呦不敢了吧，哎呦呦 他没这样，对吧。你再看看我们现在所面临的一个大环境，我们面对的无赖是没有底线，证据就摆在他眼前，事实就摆在他眼前，他同样还有这个脸跟你踢歪。现在好一点啊，早几个月我每天在我的评论区里都看得到，要开庭很忙的，又搞到了晚上凌晨两点半，维尼已经三四天没睡好觉了。看样子今天他们又换了个旅馆啊。早上的五点又是五点，火车来了，这个我觉得就是你自己的锅了。你住旅馆的时候你没看到旁边有铁路吗？维尼亚终于是准备开展一些行动了，他准备跟控方律师套套近乎，看看能不能获取一些控方那边的资料，但是他实际上忽略了在打官司过程当中这些证据必须得是公开透明的，他可以直接跟人要，人家不能不给你，但凡你跟人要人家不给你，你在法庭上你可以不承认这些证据，因为你没有公示过。结果维尼不知道啊，维尼还是老江湖那一套啊，还是要跟别人套近乎，哎，走走关系啊，拉拉帮套，看看能不能把这个话套出来。所以决定当天下午就跟控方律师一起打猎去啊，一起联络联络感情。
What about these pants I got on? You think they're okay? Oh,
imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. You put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.Bam! A fucking bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a fuck what kind of pants the son of a bitch who shot you was wearing? What's all that?
Trotter's files. All of them.
You stole his files?
I didn't steal his files. Listen to this. I'm just ready to finesse him. I'm starting to finesse him, right? I got him going. He offers to have his secretary copy everything from me.
That's very impressive finessing.
That's not all. He's letting us use his hunting cabin as soon as he gets back. It's in the woods, it's quiet, he sleeps like a baby when he's there.
Terrific, you're a hell of a bondo.
What's this? You, reading this book?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, okay? Don't read this book. Okay? Thank you very much.
All right. Just wonder why Trotter gave you his files?
I told you why already.
He has to. By law, you're entitled. It's called disclosure, you dickhead. He has to show you everything, otherwise it could be a mistrial. He has to give you a list of all his witnesses. You can talk to all his witnesses. He's not allowed any surprises. Didn't teach you that in law school either?
你研究了一下证人的证词之后，就去跟证人聊天，同时啊也拍了一些证据，都是很生活化的东西啊。睡不好觉的第五天或者第六天，管他呢，再次开庭啊。此时此刻是法官、证人包括陪审团全都不站在两个年轻人一边，局势可谓非常严峻。介于维尼啊极其不专业的表现，当地法官对他的身份表示非常严重的怀疑，就开始一直查他的身份。
Mr. Gambini, come here, come here. I just got a fax from the New York State Office of Judicial Records that they have no records of any Vincent Gambini ever trying any case in the entire state of New York.
You're not going to find any records of Vincent LaGuardia Gambini practicing in any courts.
I just told you that.
You don't understand. See, 20 years ago, I became an actor, and there was this very prominent stage actor in New York. His name was Vincent Gambini. Maybe you heard of him.
No.
Never heard? Doesn't matter. Anyway, I had to change my name, which I did legally. So now I practice law under my legally changed stage name.
What name is that?
And what name did you tell him?
Jerry Gallo.
Jerry Gallo? The big attorney?
Yeah.
Think that was a smart move?
Yeah, well, the man is a seriously accomplished lawyer. He checks up on this guy, his name will show up all over the place.
His name was in the papers all last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
But you didn't actually read the articles.
No.
It's too bad.
Why is that?
Because he's dead.
这里还有一场戏啊，梅姨爆发了，就是我老给你打辅助，你这根本就对我也太不尊重了，表现出了非常大的不满。不得不说呀，这个梅姨这一身啊，咋说呢，只能说底子好，穿啥都好看。
You want to know what I'm nervous about? I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. I am in the dark here with all this legal crap. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is you're screwing up and I can't help.
You lent me a little camera, didn't you?
Oh, Vinny, I'm watching you go down in flames, and you're bringing me with you, and I can't do anything about it.
And?
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already, but we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
Lisa, I don't need this.I swear to God, I do not need this right now, okay? I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. An idiot who wants to fight me for $200, slaughtered pigs, giant loud whistles. I ain't slept in 5 days. I got no money, a dress code problem, and a little murder case, which in the balance holds the lives of 2 innocent kids, not to mention your...biological clock, my career, your life, our marriage, and let me see, what else can we pile on? Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
来了，这个很关键啊！此时此刻，两边都有很让自己焦虑的事情。这个女的说的事情是不是现实存在的？是不是客观情况？是不是她需要关注的？是，完全没有问题。那么维尼说的这个事儿，是不是也应该值得关注？也是。但是维尼这个时候呢，就有点小鬼主意、小鬼心思。从他的表情上可以看出，他实际上除了有意见之外，希望通过这些说辞去暂缓梅姨聊的这个话题。实际上就是说，翻译过来一句话：你现在别烦我。正常情况下啊，按道理啊，其实就吵起来了。哦，我现在不烦你，你有没有好好的重视我？你有没有好好的关注过我？对吧？你有气往我身上撒，你有抱怨往我身上撒，然后我想参与到你的工作当中，你老说我干不了啥，否定我的价值，我现在还要考虑你吗？我们看梅姨怎么做呢
？Maybe it was a bad time to bring it up.
深明大义，哇，这个人真的是太好的搭档了，事业搭档、生活搭档、婚姻搭档，找这样的人绝对错不了。就这姐们现在想的，我不是跟你死磕这个事儿，因为此时此刻确实两个年轻人马上就面临着被定罪、被定死罪，现在确实我们的事儿可以往后放一放。董主次明轻重，他是否定自己吗？他是轻视自己吗？不是的，他是分得清楚什么事儿重要，什么事儿可以往后稍一稍。我的这个事儿我不追究。 了吗？我的这个事儿我不说了吗？不，等这个事儿结束了我再跟你说，现在确实这个事儿更重要，而且我也明白你现在确实因为这个事儿焦头烂额，我现在跟你纠结也纠结不出什么结果，为了你也好，为了我也好，为了我们两个的关系也好，这个事儿确实要往后放，无论是对待两性关系还是对待自己，这个梅姨的这个角色都极其的负责任，极其的明事理，就你跟明白人在一起你真的爽呀。我真的想象如果我有什么事儿跟这个梅姨，就在这个电影当中的人设跟他交涉，哇，那太顺畅了，巨舒服。并且如果啊，此时此刻是我在胡搅蛮缠，是我陷入了某种执拗，他也绝对有这个能力通过言语来点醒你，来让你明白此时此刻确实是你这个不对，你要听我的。我相信梅姨这个角色绝对有这个能力让对方明白这一点。当天晚上俩人又搬家了，我住郊区行了吧，我住山里，山里有个木屋，我今天睡这儿总行了吧。
What the fuck is that?
别提了，这一宿肯定又睡不好了，实在没地儿了，俩人睡车里了。睡车里就行了吗？
I don't see no stars.
打雷了。这个摔呀，让我想到了小鬼当家。
Oh,
you okay?
What was in that pink plastic thing in the trunk?
It's your suit.
What is my suit doing in the trunk?
I had it clean. I thought it'd be a nice surprise. Go in there with a nice clean suit.
又要藐视法庭了是吗？
30 fucking minutes to take a shower, get a new suit, get dressed, and get to the fucking courthouse.
You fucking shower, I'll get your fucking suit.
论好辅助的重要性。
Look here, I got you $200. You gonna kick the shit out of me now?
一记好友的。
Mr. Gambini, are you mocking me with that outfit?
Mocking you? No, I'm not mocking you, Judge.
Then explain that outfit.
I bought a suit. You've seen it. Now it's covered in mud. This town doesn't have a one-hour cleaner, so I had to buy a new suit. Except that the only store you could buy a new suit in has got the flu. You get that? The whole store got the flu. So I had to get this in a second-hand store. So...It's either wear the leather jacket, which I know you hate, or this. So I wore this ridiculous thing for you.
你嗑药了吧？嗑药？不，我不嗑药，我不喜欢你这态度啊，切，习惯了。我要判你藐视法庭，操你卖大大地吧！你说啥？你刚才说啥？我说啥了？啥？一个礼拜没咋睡，维尼在法庭上睡着了，刚才控方律师说的那些他都没听，但听不听无所谓啊，维尼就准备了一句话。
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
接下来我们来看看小喷壶的表演。
Counselor, your statement, sir.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, on January 4th of this year, my client did indeed, visit the Sackasuds, convenience store, but he didn't kill anyone. We intend to prove that the prosecution's case is circumstantial and coincidental. Thank you.
小胖不问证人啊，说那天我看戴眼镜了，你戴眼镜你能看到老远？证人说我那是老花镜。小胖虎又灭火了，他很屌啊，没你屌。接下来文尼发力了，这时候有这样的一个细节啊，就是文尼问证人，就有没有可能是两个年轻人走了之后，另外一帮人去杀了店员？邻居说没时间呀、啊，时间不够。文尼说怎么个时间不够？多长时间？5分钟。还记得刚刚到这个地方吃早餐的时候，文尼不想吃那个玉米泥啊，就一直跟那个厨师搭话，所以他了解当地玉米制作的一些相关知识。这个时候他就用上了。
So obviously it takes you 5 minutes to make bread.
That's right.
Right, so you knew that. Do you remember what you had?
Eggs and grits.
Eggs and grits. I like grits too. How do you cook your grits? You like them regular creamy or al dente?
Just regular, I guess.
Regular. Instant grits?
No self-respecting southerner uses instant grits. I take pride in my grits.
So, Mr. Tipton...How could it take you 5 minutes to cook your grits when it takes the entire grit-eating world 20 minutes?
I don't know. I'm a fast cook, I guess.
I'm sorry, I was all the way over here. I couldn't hear you. Did you say you're a fast cook? That's it? Are we to believe...That boiling water soaks into a grit faster in your kitchen than on any place on the face of the earth?
I don't know.
Well, perhaps the laws of physics cease to exist on your stove. Were these magic grits? I mean, did you buy them from the same guy who sold Jack his beanstalk beans?
Objection, Your Honor.
Objection sustained.
Are you sure about that 5 minutes?
Ignore the question.
Are you sure about that 5 minutes?
I don't know. I think you made your point.
Are you sure about that 5 minutes?
I may have been mistaken.
非常好的一个转折啊，但是维尼又进去了。我保你出来。别，我一个礼拜没打睡，今天让我在监狱里好好睡。
龚哥啊。
虽然监狱当晚暴动了，但是维尼睡得像个婴儿。这个就是辩论逻辑啊，你证明有，你要拿出证据，我证明你没有，我只需要证明你说的话有漏洞即可。
What is this brown stuff on the windows?
Dirt.
What is this rusty, dusty, dirty looking thing over your window?
It's a screen.
A screen. It's a screenYou could positively identify the defendants for a moment of 2 seconds looking through this dirty window, this crud-covered screen, these trees with all these leaves on them, and I don't know how many bushes.
It was like 5.
Don't forget this one and this one.
7 bushes.
7 bushes. So, what do you think? Is it possible you just saw 2 guys in a green convertible?And not necessarily these 2 particular guys?
Well, I suppose.
I'm finished with this guy.
这个就是辩论逻辑啊，但是我们现在的很多网友他不具备这个能力。到了这个老阿姨了，这个老阿姨的证词就更容易解决了，因为这个老阿姨是一个高度近视。
How many fingers am I holding up now? 4.
最后一天开庭了，控方这边找了个汽车专业人士来认证，一张证据照片当中留下的轮胎印就是这两个小伙子开车的轮胎造成的。形势对男主是很不利啊，那还有更不利的，就是这时候法官私下里调查出来男主一直在说谎，男主这个时候又临时撒了一个小谎。
Did you say Jerry Gallo?
Yes, I did.
Gallo with the G?
That's right.
Jerry Gallo's dead.
I'm aware of that
Well, I'm not Jerry Gallo. I'm Jerry Callow. C-A-L-L-O.
法官不惯着了。法官说：“你这么的吧，我现在就打电话问，好吧？你给我在这等着。”哎，结果他要问的那个人他不在，那男主就还有点时间，暂时能先把这个官司打完。有了汽车专家的证词，男主现在可算是全线进入到被动当中，他完全不知道怎么办才好了。这个时候的对象也在旁边，就问他：“你要不要帮忙啊？我能怎么帮忙呀？”男主这个时候就无名火嘛，实际上就是焦虑造成的，耍了一通，把他对象耍走了。这个不怪女主啊，这个男主说话也没个好气儿。 怪声怪调的，阴阳怪气的，是吧？冷嘲热讽的，实际上他就是心烦，还拿女主拍的照片打趣他。就在男主一筹莫展的时候，他突然间发现他女朋友拍的照片里面有一张轮胎印的照片。刚才汽车专家也给了证词了，轮胎是一样的，那轮胎印为什么不一样呢？那只有可能是车不一样。男主是恍然大悟啊。电影最开始有交代啊，女主貌似是对汽车行业非常的了解，维尼这时候想起梅姨来了，就赶紧跑出去找，并且辅助证据还是让审讯两个年轻人的警察去找。这个电影也是一个典型的全员无恶人，没有坏人。审讯两个年轻人的警察虽然在流程上做的不是很严谨啊，但是起码还是正直的，因为这个时候他是控方啊。这个时候你帮助维尼，相当于你要暴露你执法过程当中的不严谨，这是污点呀。说实在的，咱就不说哪个国家哪个国家了啊，很多公务员也是尽力的去避免这些情况出现的，要不然以后升职加薪呢，这都是问题，整不好工作都没了。
You're supposed to be some kind of expert in automobiles, is that correct? Is that correct?
You please answer the counselor's question.
No, I hate him.
Your Honor, may I have permission to treat Ms. Vito as a hostile witness?
You think I'm hostile? Now wait till you see me tonight.
本来啊，女主不是很配合，因为两个小两口刚闹别扭嘛。哎，这时候控方律师出来嘚瑟，哎呀，你也找了一个我不认识的啊，名不见经传的人，我质疑他的专业程度，我要来质疑他。用半岛年的话说就是，哎，不专业，一点都不专业。男主啊洋洋得意转身就走，说明什么？说明对女主的专业知识充满了信心。
Well, my father was a mechanic. His father was a mechanic. My mother's father was a mechanic. My three brothers are mechanics. Four uncles on my father's side are mechanics.
Vito, your family's obviously qualified. But, have you ever worked as a mechanic?
Yeah, in my father's garage, yeah.
But does being an ex-mechanic necessarily qualify you as being an expert on tire marks?
No. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sit down and stay there until you're told to leave.
Your Honor.Ms. Vito's expertise is in general automotive knowledge. It is in this area that her testimony will be applicable. Now, if Mr. Trotter wishes to voir dire a witness as to the extent of her expertise in this area, I'm sure he's going to be more than satisfied.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, Ms. Vito, being an expert on general automotive knowledge, can you tell me...What would the correct ignition timing be on a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a full barrel carburetor?
It's a bullshit question.
Does that mean that you can't answer it?
It's a bullshit question. It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Your Honor, I move to disqualify Ms. Vito as an expert witness.
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Watch this.
Because Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with the four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before tap dead center.
Well, she's acceptable, Your Honor.
This is a picture taken by my fiancé outside the sack of soot. We agree on this?
Yeah.
I'd like to submit this picture of the tire tracks as evidence. Ms. Vito, please answer the question. Does the defense's case hold water?
No. The defense is wrong.
What's your name?这个地方啊，实际上是这样的一个逻辑。维尼曾经提出来了，有没有一种可能，在两个年轻人走之后，同样有两个年轻人开着一模一样的车来抢劫，开枪打死了店员？请问我有没有说错？梅姨这个时候说：“你说错了。”那为什么这么说呢？接下来就让我们收看由梅姨带来的抽丝剥茧的论证。
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
How could you be so sure?
Because there is no way that these tire marks were made by a 64 Buick Skylark. These marks were made by a 1963 Pontiac Tempest.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we clarify to the court whether the witness is stating opinion or fact?
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
I find it hard to believe that this kind of information could be ascertained simply by looking at a picture.
Would you like me to explain?
I would love to hear this.
So would I.
The car that made these two equal length tire marks had positive traction. You can't make those marks without positive traction, which was not available on the 64 Buick Skylark.
And why not? What is positive traction?
It's a limited slip differential which distributes power equally to both the right and left tires. The 64 Skylark had a regular differential, which anyone who's been stuck in the mud in Alabama knows. You step on the gas, one tire spins, the other tire does nothing.
That's right.
Is that it?
No, there's more. You see, when the left tire mark goes up on the curb and the right tire mark stays flat and even, well, the 64 Skylark had a solid rear axle. So when the left tire would go up on the curb, the right tire would tilt out and ride along its edge. But that didn't happen here. The tire mark stayed flat and even. This car had an independent rear suspension. Now, in the 60s, there were only two other cars made in America that had positive traction and independent rear suspension and enough power to make these marks. One was the Corvette, which could never be confused with the Buick Skylark. The other had the same body length, height, width, weight, wheelbase, and wheel track as the 64 Skylark, and that was the 1963 Pontiac Tempest.
And because both cars were made by GM, were both cars available in metallic mint green paint?
They were.
Thank you, Ms. Vito. No more questions. Thank you very, very much. You've been a lovely, lovely witness.
这段戏啊，足以证明了女性演员或者说女性角色啊，无论你在片中打扮的有多出位，形象有多出挑，行为有多别具一格，只要你足够有能力，你就不会沦落为花瓶。这段戏梅姨太有魅力了，怪不得人家能拿奥斯卡最佳女配。这部电影的点睛之笔也就是最后这一趴梅姨的这一段证词。
Ms. Vito, you can stand down.
刚才这法官还巨横呢，我们让你走你不准走，现在也客客气气的。所以尊重一个有能力的人啊，是一个正常社会的共识。请注意我所说的是正常的社会啊，在一个病态的团体里面可能什么样的情况都能发生。维尼这时又传唤对方的汽车专家，这个除了再把尘埃再落定一点点，就让你的专家来亲口承认我的专家有多专业，除了这个之外，维尼其实还想显没显。
Sheriff Farley, what'd you find out?
On a hunch. I took it upon myself to check out if there was any information on a 63 Pontiac Tempest stolen or abandoned recently. This computer readout confirms that two boys who fit the defendant's description were arrested 2 days ago by Sheriff Tillman in Jasper County, Georgia, for driving a stolen metallic mint green 1963 Pontiac Tempest with a white convertible top, Michelin model XGV tires, size 75R14.
Is that it?
No. A .357 Magnum revolver was found in their possession.
Sheriff Farley, just to refresh the court's memory, what caliber bullet was used to murder Jimmy Willis?
.357 Magnum.
The defense rests.
Mr. Trotter?
Your Honor, in light of Ms. Vito's and Mr. Wilbur's testimony, the state like dismiss all charges. Yes!
Oh!非常积极、非常阳光、非常正能量的一部电影啊，趣味性十足，全员无恶人。最终控方律师一方面是为了避免政府的财力、物力、人力被消耗，所以马上取消指控，当然也是尊重法律的一种象征了。男主维尼到最后甚至于把对方的人拉过来给自己做证据、做证词，也就是他全方位无死角的赢得了这场官司。是一部很耐看、很值得一看的电影。在当下呀，这样一个被快节奏的短视频、被超炫特效轰炸的时代，我们其实偶尔静下心来看看这样的文戏又好、剧本又棒的电影，真的是一件非常难得的事情。在接下来的节目当中，我也会努力的去挖掘类似于这样的电影，跟大家慢慢的做分享。哦，对了，还有一个结尾忘说了，刚才梅姨虽然跟维尼生气，但是呢出去还是打了个电话，打给谁了呢？就是打给维尼的母校啊，把现在维尼遇到的这个事情简单说了那么一下，防止什么呢？就是防止法官得到维尼的真实身份。结果就这一通电话，哎，对方也跟这边的法官撒了个小谎。
Mr. Gambini, I have a fax here from the clerk of New York. I owe you an apology, sir. I'm honored to shake your hand. Win some, lose some. Your courtroom manner may be rather unconventional, but I gotta tell you, you're one hell of a trial lawyer.
Thank you, and you're one hell of a judge. Oh, sorry.
大团圆结局。好了，以上就是本期的节目，我们就下期再会。